Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Re'eh, Tavshin Ayin Vav. The Torah tells us at the end of this week's Parsha, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tezayin, when the Torah is talking about going up to Yerushalayim for Shloisha Regalim, the Torah says, Ish Kemat Niyasiyada, Kibrikas Hashem Lekecha, Asher Nasan Lach. Each person, with what he can give, with the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. The Torah is telling us about the halacha that when a person comes up for Shloisha Regalim, he has to bring karbanis. He has to bring the karma chagiga. He has to bring the eilas re'ia. Ish kamat nasiyadai. Whatever he can afford, that's what he should give. Imagine someone has $1 million in his hands, and he gives it to a friend of his. The person who's getting the present would be a fool to think that the hand that gave him the money is the one that he should give gratitude. Everybody understands that gratitude doesn't go to the person, or to the hand, excuse me, that gave the money, but it goes to the person with the hand who gave the money. Klal Yisrael, who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we take this a step further. Just like we understand that it's not the hand that gives the money, we know that wherever we get parnasa from, it's not from that person or this thing or this investment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is the one who placed the thought and the ability into the heart and hands of this generous person, or into our heads, or into the other person to make this parnasa happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us the money. The person who brought us the money, the person who may have paid us, he's only a shliach. Therefore, a person's primary thanks has to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, a person always has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people that do good to him. But we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that he does to us, including Parnasa. Similarly, a person has to know that when someone causes us pain, this person is only a shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to do this. So why should we get angry at him? Back to our mashal. If someone hits his fellow man with a stand, or he uses a stick, only a fool would be angry at the hand or at the stick. Everybody understands that the anger should be directed to the person who inflicted the harm. If a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he realizes that this person is the wrong address for his anger, since whatever happened to him was bashert from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for the best. There's no reason to be angry at the person who caused the pain, because he was merely a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sfar Makdoshim writes, and Tanya writes this in Igeres HaKadosh, the Chazal say, the Kalakayis kol mini avedizar sholtim bai. If somebody gets angry, it's compared to idol worship. Why? What is pshat in this Chazal? Says the Tanya, because when one is angry, it means that he forgot his emunah. If he would believe that what happened was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wouldn't get angry at all. Although a person who has Bechira Chafshus, who has free will, may have hurt him or caused him damage, and he'll be obligated to pay by the court and by the court of heaven for his bad choices, but nevertheless the damage was decreed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem has many messengers to carry out the decree. We see this in the last pasuk of our parsha, the pasuk we quoted earlier, Ish Kemat Nasiyadai. Just as a person understands that he shouldn't thank the hand of the giver, but the person who gave it, so too you should believe that the primary gratitude should go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Kibrikas Hashem Lekecha Asher Nasan Lach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us the bracha. This is very meduyik in the halacha that we know that yadayim, hands, are susceptible to tumah. That's why we wash negel baser every morning, and we wash our hands before eating bread. We don't wash any other limb, not the head or the arms, only the hands, because hands are susceptible to becoming tumah. There are many halachas of Tumas Yadayim that were practiced and guarded during the era of the Beis HaMikdash, when people were extra cautious with the laws of Tumah and Tahara. It's the hands that became Tameh while the rest of the person is Tahara. What is unique about the hands that make them so susceptible to Tumah? The answer is that the hands often cause us to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hands build, they write, they do, they work, and they cause people to think, Koichi v'aytzim yadi asali asachay alzeh, my strength and the power of my hand have caused me to earn all this wealth. This is the reason hands are a major source for tumah. We must know that it isn't the hands that earn us parnasa. Everything comes from Hashem. It's no accident that when we check for a person's pulse, we check his arm, we check his hand. Why is that? Because the hand is connected to the heart. If the heart understands that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll realize that his hands are not what caused it, his hands are not what brought in, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought it in. A good Shabbos to everybody.